Defense lawyers for former Kelowna teacher Jeffrey Allen Jennings gave closing arguments in BC Provincial Court on April 14, claiming that although their client sent an underage student inappropriate messages, he did not commit a crime. The former Rutland senior secondary teacher is facing charges for telecommunicating to lure a child under 18. The accused was arrested in May 2023 following an investigation by the Kelowna Sex Crimes Unit regarding messages sent to a student on Instagram on May 12, 2023. The student was 17 at the time of the alleged offense and is protected by a publication ban. The student will be referred to as AP in this story. Defense lawyer Karen Bastow appeared by video to provide closing arguments in Jennings' trial. Bastow agreed with Crown Counsel Catherine Rezantsov that the messages were sexual in nature, and earlier in the trial Jennings himself testified the messages were inappropriate. However, the defense argued that he had no intention of luring the student for sexual purposes and that Crown had not been able to prove otherwise beyond a reasonable doubt. Crown told the court that Jennings had first seen a photo on the student's Instagram story on May 6, 2023, that he described as AP being basically naked. After Jennings sent a message to AP about the photo, the student replied, "I never expected you to look at my story, so I thought it would be all right," to which Jennings replied he would stop snooping at AP's photos. Instagram messages from May 12, 2023, submitted into evidence show communications initiated by Jennings at 7:32 p.m. asking the student if they were going out to party that night. Later in the evening of May 12, Crown argued that Jennings encouraged AP to open up about things and suggested that they keep the conversation private. The student put the conversation into vanish mode upon Jennings' request, an Instagram setting that deletes messages when a user closes the chat. After hearing from AP about what Jennings described as dark and intense thoughts, Jennings sent a message asking if it was his turn to share, a statement he confirmed during testimony. "At this point, he totally changed the conversation," said Rezantsov, noting to court that the conversation had not been sexual leading up to this point. The messages sent from Jennings on May 12, 2023, include him stating he was looking at the student's photo on their story again and it turned me on a lot, followed by messages of wanting to see more of AP's body, such as he liked seeing AP in a mini skirt, liked it when AP touched his knee, and liked it when AP talked about his chicken lamp, which was discussed in court with the student previously commenting on the lamp in Jennings' classroom by saying, "Can I turn on your CK?" Crown argued that Jennings was grooming AP and testing the waters the evening of May 12 and that he is an unreliable witness as his statement to police, the evidence submitted, and Jennings' testimony in court are inconsistent. Defense told the court that Jennings was attempting to teach the student a lesson about predatory behaviors online, but when the student disengaged from the conversation Jennings panicked and aborted his lesson attempt. Crown rebutted the argument, stating that Jennings had the time and space to make the intentions of a lesson known but didn't. Instead, Jennings asked again about keeping the conversation private. Crown reminded the court about numerous late-night conversations between Jennings and the student from October 2022 to May 2023. The messages in evidence show online communications between the accused and the complainant were sometimes initiated by Jennings, were often not on school-related topics, and at times didn't end until after 11 p.m. In final statements, Rezantsov said charges of this nature are in place to prevent a secondary offense. "He's lost his job as a teacher and he'll never work as a teacher again, but he's not a criminal," Bastow said in court. Judge Kathy Heinrichs has yet to make a decision on the case. The trial continues on May 5.